Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The Bible says that you are engaged in spiritual warfare with the devil and his evil forces every day of your life. That's day in and day out. The scripture tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 and 12, our fight is not against people on earth, but against the unseen rulers and authorities and the powers of this world's darkness, against the spiritual powers of evil in the spirit world. Now, some days the battle is more evident than others. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a day where it seemed everything went wrong? I mean, everything went wrong. From the time you put your foot on the floor, from the bed, you stub your toe, over everything that happened through the rest of the day. How about times when you're filled with pressure and stress that has left you exhausted at the end of the day? Anybody gone through a day like that? You know, some days we felt intimidated, criticized, beat up, disrespected. How many of you have gone through any of these experiences I'm talking about? Well, guess what? Believe it or not, you are experiencing a spiritual attack from the enemy. And if you're going to be able to stand up against the devil, you must understand how to recognize and defeat your enemy. Now, the Bible warns us about the devil. There are some people who don't even want to talk about the devil. I remember someone said to me, they said, we don't need to talk about the devil. Just leave him alone and he'll leave you alone. I said, you need to read the Bible. That is not true. There are a lot of people who really preach that. That's not one of these churches. This is not one of those churches, I should say. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The word devour means to swallow whole. He's greedy. We have a ruthless enemy bent upon our destruction. The devil stands between you and your destiny. Now, I know you remember this, but I want to say it again. Before you were born, God established a plan, a purpose, and a destiny for your life. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, it says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. God has a plan. The bad news is the devil has a plan too. And Satan's plan is to steal every good thing from your life, to kill your dreams, and to destroy you. Every person who runs from God because of disobedience in their life don't realize it, but they're running right into the arms of the devil, and he's waiting to destroy them and their families. Now, during the next few weeks, we're going to learn much about the devil and deliverance. Let me begin by saying the devil is not all powerful. In fact, he will run away from those who are fully submitted to God. His roar is strong, but he cannot stand up against a saint of God who is totally submitted to God in their lives. In James 4 and 7, it says, place yourselves under God's authority, and then when you resist the devil, he will run away from you. Now, I need to say this, folks, because We have so many people who have all kinds of different faiths and religions. But let me say this to you. Your only hope for victory in spiritual warfare with Satan is submission to God by following Jesus Christ. Only he has the power to defeat the devil. There is no other religion that provides protection and victory over Satan's power. In fact, most of them don't even mention the devil. They're on his payroll. The Bible says in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose Jesus, the Son of God, appeared, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus Christ was given by the Father all power over the spirit realm. I want you to think about this. Every attack against your life, Jesus Christ has power over the attackers. In Ephesians 1:19, it says, God released his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. And he has placed all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the creator of the universe, because the Bible says all things were created by him. God created the world and the universe through Jesus Christ. He is also the master over every spirit being. The Bible says there are thrones, there are dominions, there are powers, and Jesus rules over every single one of them. And the good thing about him being over the church is that he has delegated to God's people the authority to also defeat the enemy in their lives. Listen to what it says in Mark 16:17. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out evil spirits in my name. Jesus had given the 70 disciples that followed him power against evil spirits, and they cast them out when they were preaching the gospel. And they came back and they were excited. They said, Lord, even the evil spirits listen to us. They obey us. And listen to what Jesus said. This is in Luke 10:18. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Jesus was there the day he was kicked out of heaven. He saw him fall like lightning. And he said, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all of the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Evil spirits are subject to you. So let me tell you today that if you are a child of God, when you address evil spirits in the name of Jesus Christ, they must go. But I need to remind you something. When you're fighting evil spirits, remember, it's a wrestling match. It's not a boxing match. You know, with a boxing match, they kind of break a little while and come back and punch a little bit and come out. And then maybe somebody will throw a punch and knock somebody down. And the other one just kind of dances around and just kind of waits for him to come back up and hope he doesn't come back up. You know, that's not what you're doing with evil spirits. The Bible says we wrestle. We wrestle. Have you ever seen a wrestling match? Most of the time, they've got their hands on each other's and arm locks and headlocks. It is fighting at close quarters. And that is the reason why so many Christians think that when they rebuke the devil, he's not buking. He's buking, but he's holding on because it's a wrestling match. See, the evil spirits want to know that you really believe you have the power to get rid of them. So even when you say, go, devil, in the name of Jesus, they'll just kind of hang around. Really? You want me to go? You have to persist and tell them to go in the name of Jesus Christ, and they will go. Now, I need to tell you something, folks. Without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and without submission to God, as you should as a Christian, when you come up against evil spirits, be careful because they will brutally attack you. You can't play with the devil. You cannot play with evil spirits. Please hear what I'm saying to you today. Let me give you an example found in Acts chapter 19 and 13. It tells us that some Jews used to travel from place to place to force evil spirits out of people. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus to force evil spirits out of those who were possessed. And they would say, I order you out in the name of Jesus, whom Paul talks about. Well, these were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest. They were the ones that were doing this. Listen to what happened. When they said this, the evil spirit answered them, I know Jesus, and I'm acquainted with Paul, but who are you? Then the man possessed with the evil spirit attacked them. He beat them so badly that they ran out of the house naked and wounded. The Bible says all the Jews and the Greeks living in the city of Ephesus heard about this, and all of them were filled with awe, for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ then began to be published very highly. It's interesting that our relationship with God is known by evil spirits. You can't fool them. Oh, you can fool people around you, but you cannot fool the devil, because he's the one who's been tempting you, and he's the one who's been by your side. He's the one who's done everything in his power to bring you into bondage.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, For I alone am God. I am God and there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now the Apostle Paul, when he was confronted with evil spirits, he would always cast them out. That's why they knew him. The Bible says in Acts 16:16, one day, that they were going to a place of prayer, and there was a female that was in the street possessed with an evil spirit who told fortunes. And so she made a lot of money for her owners by doing this, and she would shout when she saw Paul and Silas walking by, she would say, these men are the servants of the Most High God. They are telling you the way of salvation. Now you may say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, what she was trying to do was she was trying to connect herself with Paul and Silas because they were the servants of God doing signs and wonders and miracles, and she wanted them to think she was a part of their team. She kept doing this for many days. The Bible says one day Paul being annoyed, turned around and spoke to the evil spirit in the woman. He said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, you come out of her now. And after he said this, the evil spirit left her. Well, when she went back to her owners, they realized the spirit was gone. They said, here, tell this person a fortune. I can't. Why? The evil spirit is gone. The Bible says they realized that their hope for making money was gone, so they tried their best to have Paul and Silas arrested. Can you imagine someone trying to get you arrested because you cast out an evil spirit? That's a good thing. Now, I need to tell you this. The devil has an army of evil spirits that you are fighting against. So it's important for you to recognize your enemy, because this is the first key to defeating him. And the Bible provides for us names of principal evil spirits and the associated behavior that they have, how they attempt to influence you. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be giving you their names. And today I want to just begin with five. The first one is called the spirit of bondage. The behavior associated with the spirit of bondage is oppression. To be oppressed in your mind. Also lust. To be stirred emotionally. Also sexual sins, compulsive sins, compulsive behavior, and addictions. All of these come by the influence of a spirit of bondage. When you begin to feel something happening to you in these areas, you can say, spirit of bondage, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you and I cast you out. Get away from me. I don't receive that in Jesus' name. And then there's the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is responsible for bringing you phobias, anxiety, nightmares, fear of death, rejection, even stress. Some of you know people who have high anxiety. That's the spirit of fear working on them. People who have phobias, they're afraid of heights. They're afraid to be in close quarters. Some people are actually afraid of going outside of their homes. That's an evil spirit. You can bind the evil spirit in the name of Jesus and say, come out of that person in Jesus' name. Now, once again, please understand, before you cast out an evil spirit, consider the spiritual condition of the person, because it's very, very important. I just told you that when you're dealing with evil spirits, you have to have a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ to cast out an evil spirit out of an individual who really is not living for Christ, or his relationship is shaky with the Lord, will just bring in more evil spirits. And then there's the spirit of heaviness. And this is one we all need to pay attention to, the spirit of heaviness, because it brings sorrow into your life. It brings grief, a hopelessness, a discouragement, loneliness. It also brings gluttony into your life. That's a spirit of heaviness. When you begin to feel gloomy and sad and oppressed or depressed, you need to bind the spirit of heaviness and tell it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you may think, well, I never have to deal with the spirit of depression, of oppression. You know, one day personally, I was driving in the car, and the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, I want you every morning now to bind and cast out the spirit of depression and oppression out of your life. I said, what? He said, do it. So I'm driving down the highway, and I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of depression and oppression. I tell you to leave me now in Jesus' name. I said, I bind the spirit of heaviness. Get out. Go. Leave me. Go, 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 go. Folks, as God is my witness, I felt a joy come over me. I started smiling. I started laughing. I started looking at the people around me. I felt like honking the horn. I'm feeling really good. I don't know about you. Folks, every day you need to do it. It is, see, these are spirit beings, and we don't even pay attention to the ones that are so subtle like that. But, you know, look at people around you. How much have you been smiling lately? You probably don't know. Ask the people around you. How much have you been smiling lately? See, a lot of times there is a spirit that is oppressing you because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you don't have any joy. You just feel kind of, bleh. How do you feel today? Well, I feel bleh. Well, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yeah, I'm trying to get to joy, but I feel good. You need to rebuke the spirit of depression and oppression, and you will see that you will be released and have the joy of the Lord in your life. That's my personal testimony. There's also a spirit of infirmity. A spirit of infirmity is one who brings lingering illness. You ever have an illness where it just seems it just doesn't go away no matter what you do? It just that cough, you know, and then we try to find a name for it. Well, it's my allergy. Well, it's wintertime now. Well, it's a peanut allergy. When's the last time you had peanut butter? Oh, 3 years ago. We try to find reasons for the things that we go through. Folks, listen. There's a spirit of infirmity that brings lingering illness. You need to say when you're sick, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of infirmity, get off of my life. Go from me. Now, you know, there's some people who say, well, Pastor, you know, I get nervous when you talk so loud. You don't have to talk that loud, especially when you're talking to devil. All you have to say is, devil, go. Go, devil, go. The Bible says Jesus rebuked the devil. Rebuke means with a loud voice and forcefully. Don't play with the devil. And if you're afraid when it's really loud, you got a spirit of fear in you. We need to cast that out too.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of today's message is Embracing Your Destiny, Part 1. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if He is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of Scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. And He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, and He established my goings. And He put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer. And God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times, God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance. And I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. You put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time. And you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that you will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that
everything we need, we find in you, and that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.